Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Abiola. Her new album is called Abiola Time, and we'll check into the track Para Ti, Para Mi. Then Giovanni Argellini. The album's called Freedom Rhythm, and we'll check into the title track. Let's dig in.
Abiola. Hey.
Para ti, para mi, para ti, para mi, para ti.
Para ti, con el ritmo buena, tú cantas para mí, sin baila la morena.
When I go out with you, got stars in my eyes for you. Be like, say I go marry you. I will never lie to you.
Every day I run to you. No, I'll follow you. Yeah, I wrote this old song for you. I will comfort you. Baby, gracias, obrigado, merci, chérie. Baby, dame un abrazo.
Won't you love on me?
Yeah.
Thank you. You are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is a long-standing quartet. You will know all the names on this one. Joshua Redman, Brad Moldau, Christian McBride, and Brian Blade. They have a new album coming out in September. The album title is Long Gone. They have a single out now from that album called Disco Ears. We're going to check it out now. Thank you for tuning in to Modern Jazz Today. You can learn more about us, check out this week's playlist, read exclusive interviews and featured artists at www.modernjazztoday.com. What's on the queue first, Carrie?
We've got a lot of new music. Up first is a new one from Wayne Alpern. The album's called Standard Deviation. The track we'll check into is Who Loves You Pretty Baby. This builds upon the critical success of his first release, Skeleton. And once again, he takes well-known contemporary popular songs and treats them as modern jazz standards. Then Jacek Kokin, combining elements of acoustic and electric jazz rock and contemporary improvised music. It weaves rhythms and harmonies from around the world into an eclectic and infectious mix. We'll check into the track Soliloquy off the album Occupational Hazard. Let's get this music started. ¶¶
Late 2017, a life-changing cancer diagnosis forced Andy Milne into a period of reflection over his fruitful career. The pianist took a reevaluation of his direction as an artist. And finally, remission. Added to the mix was an unexpected offer, which he accepted, a full-time professorship at the University of Michigan. After conquering his diagnosis, Milne seized the opportunity to tackle a musical venture that he has always found exciting and at times daunting. I'm talking about the powerful intimacy of the piano trio format. Juno Award-winning Milne brings a bold, imaginative sound to this pared-down context, presenting fresh original material written for this hallmark collaboration between himself, drummer Clarence Penn, and bassist John Herbert. From their new album, Remission, we're going to listen to the track Passion Dance from Andy Milne and Unison.